flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We've covered it all day today, but it's the last day of dry January, so I decided to get in on the fun.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 health benefits of dry January. I can only come up with one reason why this might be beneficial. For clarity, no dulled senses when you are looking to exact retribution on perceived or sworn enemies. It's said revenge is a dish best served cold. When pushed to the edge, you can either fall or take them down with you. This requires patience, persistence, perseverance, plotting, and scorched earth. You know when you can have that drink while you're standing over their grave. Positive Friday.
That is positive.
Dear God. We need to check in on him.
He's fine.
He's okay.
He's fine.
You know what? I think he's been doing dry January.
For real?
Yeah. So that might be why he's a little...
You can hear it in his voice.
A little high strung there.
This is the guy who has like over 80 bottles of quality whiskey.
Why didn't he bring one in for us?
Yeah, we had a drink.
I know,
right. A birthday this month.
Because you'd polish it within 3 days.
Yes, that's why we get it. What are you doing?
How long is it supposed to? Aren't you supposed to drink it?
Right.
Enjoy it. Savor it.
No, we did.
Criminy. Decided to do this because this is the last day of dry January.
I will say, I've been to that man's house on Christmas Day. We decided to have an impromptu bourbon tasting.
Nice.
It fell off the rails.
Yeah, it's not
like
gonna
they're
last
all like bonded and bond, 100 proof. People were locking themselves out of their own houses.
Oh, geez.
It was a mess.
Goodness sake.
I fell asleep in an Uber.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did.
Wow. Yeah, a bourbon tasting, you have to know how it ends, right? I mean, like...
Yeah.
Well, and it's not like, he was just like, try this one, try that one. It's like, oh, look at us having a bourbon tasting. It's like, you're just drinking bourbon, Ted.
Right. No, we're tasting. My pinky's up and everything.
Yeah. Which one didn't you like? I don't know.
Decided to go with this topic just because it is the very last day of dry January, and like it or not, it is a hell of an accomplishment, especially if you're regular drinkers.
It is, man. Yeah.
And it's not fun. That's the whole thing. You don't do dry January because, you know what, it'll just be a gas. You're doing it because you're trying to make yourself feel a little bit better.
Sure.
You're trying to show yourself that you're not bound
you
to this thing called
yeah.
alcohol. And there are a bunch of health benefits. So to you, the one that is accomplished, Dry January, here is what you have accomplished. Bottom of the list here, they say you have lowered your risk of diseases and early death. Drinking less alcohol over a longer period of time can reduce the risk of more than 200 diseases and early death, according to the World Health Organization. Liver disease, heart diseases, different types of cancer, and mental health conditions are connected with drinking alcohol. So cutting back can reduce the risk of dying up to 24 years early from these diseases.
That's a big deal.
Absolutely. Number 9, better drinking habits in the future. This is where I have a problem. I have done Dry January before, and I can rock it. I can turn it off after a while, and I'm okay. And after a while, kind of like Ted's buddy over here, you start to just kind of develop the streak. All right, you know what? I'm doing fine. Right. But then it becomes, when you have the one drink, now all of a sudden, Dry January's gone. Now it's, okay, well, how long until the next one?
Right.
How many days sober in between at this point? That number goes way down after Dry January is over. So they say many people that have participated in the Dry January Challenge with alcohol change, armed with all the positive impacts that they've experienced, report that they have successfully returned to a low level of drinking or not drinking at all. 13% of people decide to stay alcohol-free for a bit longer, and 86% decide to cut back for the rest of the year. A study from 2016 on nearly 900 adults also found that people who completed the Dry January Challenge were less likely to continue to maintain healthier... were likely to continue to maintain healthier drinking habits afterwards.
I mean, good for them.
Right. In other words, they're drinking responsibly.
I'm just not there with you, but good for you, man.
Hey, way to do it.
Yeah.
Way to do it. Better weight management. That was the inspiration for my first Dry January. It was just what in the world does it do to your body? Alcoholic beverages contain a lot of empty calories that make it difficult to maintain a healthy weight. So giving it up could be a simple way to reduce calories and manage excess weight.
Do you realize that people typically eat more when they stop drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm with you. Last time I did a Dry January, I gained weight because I kept drinking Kool-Aid.
Nice.
So I'm dead serious.
I
just completely, like, there was no health aspect to it. Right. It's like, well, I'm not drinking alcohol. I guess I'll just drink Kool-Aid.
We all in this room know somebody who's doing Dry January this month, and their sweet tooth has skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, because you forget how much alcohols break down into sugars.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
I mean, hell, even our buddy Jolene, when she quit drinking, she told me that. She was like, oh, my God, my sweet tooth has gone through the roof.
Right.
Oh, for real.
Huh. Yeah, because you know what I mean? Like, you have a beer, you don't think about the sugar that's getting
in there. Right, it's not sweet. Right.
100%. Yeah.
And what was it, like 100 calories per shot? We rip shots down like crazy. Beers, you know, the White Claws and other seltzers, they have over 100 calories in them. I don't know how much beers are going for these days, but...
Miller Lite has 97 if I had to look it up.
Attaboy. If you had to look it up.
If I had to guess.
Tequila's 69 calories a shot.
Nice.
Tequila's the good one, man. Tequila's the good one. Some more health benefits of doing Dry January. Congratulations to you. Quicker fitness gains. Within 2 weeks of giving up alcohol, they say that you may see better fitness gains. Alcohol can impede the body's ability to grow and repair muscle, and it can disrupt hormonal balance, so giving it up might help workouts go further. Fewer nights out and hangovers may also mean more time for healthy habits such as exercise. Plus, after you've been drinking, you're lethargic and a lot easier to just say, yeah, I don't have to work out today.
I may have had that experience today.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
You usually do hit the gym pretty good on a Friday.
Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We always see
I feel
down
bad
there
for that dude.
Get your
gym.
Friday in.
Just cutting
Did
it.
Did you
man.
Hit the gym? Yeah, I found a guy named Jim and I punched him.
I hit the gym today.
I hit a gym.
Better.
I feel like Jim's always kind of a big dude, though.
Yeah.
That's a gym that comes to my mind. Skinny dude. Maybe 6 feet tall.
Oh, a slim gym.
A slim gym. You know, damn. I'm going to call him. I'm going to see him tomorrow.
The gym I knew was a big dude growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's my dad.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I'm thinking about a guy I used to know. His name was Jim, and like he's just that guy, right? He's always outdoors, hunting, this and that. Nice guy, but I feel like he could beat me if he wanted to.
Oh, he could.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Well, he told me one night.
You know I could beat your ass if I wanted to.
Kick your ass.
I was like, yeah, all right. Can we smoke some more of that dirt weed you got?
Better liver health and detoxification.
Well, yes.
Alcohol is a...
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Toxin. So heavy drinking can put a strain on the liver as it works hard to get rid of it, called detoxification. Giving up alcohol can help support the body in detoxification, for instance, by getting rid of heavy metals and improve digestion, energy levels, hormone regulation, inflammation levels, and skin health, as well as the risk of conditions such as liver disease.
Yeah, I think my liver's just like, F you.
You're an anomaly, man. I don't think your liver feels it. I think you've got like a super liver that's just running everything through like, yep, we got this. No.
Yeah, people say that. I'm convinced I've already dissolved it. Doctor, be like, you haven't had a liver in 17 years.
You need a liver to live?
It's just, I got an onion.
It is gone.
You should start boxing.
He's imperious to the body shot.
He's got no liver.
No liver, man. Ain't going down. Health benefits of dry January. Number 5, better skin health. With less alcohol, your skin might experience a little bit of a glow up.
Oh.
Alcohol is a diuretic, meaning it encourages the body to lose water and salt via urine, and it can lead to higher levels of inflammation in the body. So going teetotal, it says, could lead to a more moisturized, softer, healthier skin with less inflammation-related breakouts and redness, not to mention the benefits of better beauty sleep. My guess is also, if you're kind of used to just reflex drinking, if you're doing dry January, you're going to switch that to water. So then you're just hydrating a little bit better.
You know, that might be right. You're replacing a lot of booze with just water.
Exactly, man.
I'm hydrated as hell.
Yeah. Better mood, focus, and clarity. Depends on where in dry January you're at. With better sleep, energy, and gut health, all closely linked with mental health, you may find that giving up alcohol has a positive effect on your overall mood. This group here says that just after 2 weeks, many dry January participants feel the fog lifting, meaning they experience better mental clarity, focus, and energy levels. That is one thing that I've said to everybody that's doing dry January. I hate how good I feel when I start doing it.
I hear you, but also I don't want to be more aware. I like living. You know what I mean? It's not like the news changes, so I'm like, I'll stay in this bit of a haze. It's all good.
I can just make that go away. Yeah. It'd be great. You get a better immune system. Going without alcohol might help your body better fight off coughs, cold, and illness, which is especially important during the winter months.
Yeah, I'll take the cold.
Well, and I feel like it's a bit of a back and forth, because alcohol also kills bacteria and germs, so you would think throwing down a shot every day would just kill all the bacteria you got going on.
I feel like when I'm kind of sick, like if I have a sore throat or something, and everyone used to make fun of me, but I would just throw down whiskey.
Yeah.
And it burns it away. And I said, look, man, what is the major active ingredient in adult medications versus kids' medications?
Mm-hmm.
It is the booze.
Right. I do it because it burns my McDonald's.
It burns your McDonald's?
Yeah.
Just dissolves
right
it
in my stomach. And yeah.
Perfect.
That's a wild afternoon, man. A fish fillet and a shot of Jack.
Yep.
Ooh. God, that is a horrible combo.
I was going to say, is that a good day or a bad one?
No, that's a great day.
No.
That's a great
day. Let me ask you this. I just don't think about eating fast food while I'm drinking alcohol.
Okay.
I generally will think about it right.
Well, you're a pizza orderer. I'm a takeout guy.
I'm a Taco Bell guy.
Right. And for some reason, pizza and beer go good together.
Yes, they do. Hand in hand.
I don't know. I'm just picturing myself like eating a McDonald's hamburger. Like it's time for a beer.
It's just me, so I'm not going to eat an entire pizza.
Sure,
I like pizza.
You can get a little personal pizza.
But the beauty of a pizza, if you don't eat the whole thing, you just eat it later, man.
Where do you get a personal pizza?
Everywhere.
Pizza Hut.
We don't have one that delivers in my area, believe it.
Really?
No.
Look, hop on your Uber Eats. You can
Papa
find
John's,
a Pizza
Pirelli's.
Hut.
Yeah.
It only costs you $200, but you can get yourself a personal pizza. Order,
they have like a little personal pie box.
A personal pie box.
They do. Yeah. Also, that sounded very disrespectful the way you said that to him, Mike.
What's that now?
You get a little personal pizza?
You get a little personal pizza?
A little bitch ass.
I told you, I only
for
like
little, tiny a little bitch ass
like,
pizza?
I only like large because I don't like the pizza to be mostly crust.
Can't eat all the pizza? Hurt your little tummy?
No.
Maybe you need a little party pizza.
I can't eat that much.
Your indigestion gets to you while you're out there golfing? Miles, I'm with you. I usually get a medium and then you eat a couple slices the next day.
Oh, hell yeah. That's why I also get Hawaiian pizza. It's better the next day in the fridge.
I got Tums in my bag.
What?
Attaboy. Yes. I've said this. I have banged this drum over and over again. The doggone Hawaiian pizza is the best the next day. It's the most refreshing, especially in the morning.
Because of the pineapple.
Damn straight.
Why don't you buy pineapple juice?
You can do that,
it's not
too.
The same, man. He's right. I have a soft spot in my heart for cold pineapple pizza while watching the
really?
EPL.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yes.
God, you guys are freaks.
I love all pizza in the morning. I do not discriminate. However, the pineapple on the pizza has that extra edge in the morning. You're right. In the moment when it's all fresh and hot, I don't give it a whole lot of attention. Good combo still. Don't give it much attention. Next morning, banger. All day, baby.
You're yes, alien sir. To me. I don't even know you.
I like to combine. You know what we should do? I bet Suzanne could do it. Combine the men's room beer brat with pineapple on pizza.
Suzanne, I'd give it a try.
You have your mission. Number two, better gut health. Drinking higher amounts of alcohol is associated with poorer gut health, including a less diverse gut microbiome and damage to the gut lining, which can lead to inflammation. Alcohol can also lead to overproduction of stomach acid and conditions such as heartburn and acid reflux. We don't know anything about that in here.
You know, somebody here says, alcohol fact. If it wasn't for alcohol, half the people on this earth wouldn't have been born. Because when you drink alcohol, any woman looks good, you know?
Cool.
And then they have a follow-up text. Like the saying goes, I've never went to bed with an ugly woman. But I've woken up with a few.
Damn, dude.
Wow.
And then this is the number one health benefit.
I like the guy that doesn't even like to drink. He just wants to bang ugly chicks.
Yeah, I've tried January. Just need to get a few down in me. You get better sleep and energy levels. First up, giving up alcohol can improve sleep quality and energy levels. Alcohol can disrupt our sleep cycles. They say that many dry January participants experience better quality sleep within 1 week of not drinking. Basically, while you're sleeping or passed out, as it were, your body's just fighting to keep itself alive, which is why you wake up feeling like hell.
Right.
So, congratulations to everybody that succeeded at Dry January. I invite each and every one of you to break that streak next Friday, time next week.
Right.
Let's throw down and have some delicious men's room lager from Black Raven Brewing and celebrate 20 years.
Do it, man.